Before we get into this episode, for those of you who are local to Buffalo, New York, or are willing to travel, I am so excited to invite you to my very first live experience, and I'm joining forces with Kelly Joseph to bring you something epic, game-changing, all the things. This is for you if you know that you are here on purpose and have some unique magic to share with the world. You're here to create change. You're a leader. You go against the norm, and you refuse to give up. For the impact-driven entrepreneur who knows that it's more than the how-to that leads to success. Join Kelly Joseph and I for this one-of-a-kind live experience and let us help you see and feel how business gets to be inspiring, impactful, authentic, and extraordinary. Check out the show notes for more information and to grab your ticket. Welcome to Own It, the podcast. You're a woman who knows she's here to do big things, you desire to have it all, and you know you can. I'm your host, Tatiana Amico, and I'm here to help you make the real impact you know you're here to make while being in your limitless potential and living a life that blows your mind. Now, get ready to own it. Hello, hello. Welcome to season number 3 of Own It with Tatiana Amico. I'm so happy to be back. Holy moly, a lot has happened since I recorded the last season. It's been a lot. It's been amazing. I definitely had some massive initiations, as I like to call them now, because that feels very, very powerful, right? Some initiations into new levels. And I love this because this is what I help my clients do while I go through them, right? I'm going through this stuff too. I'm doing the work every single freaking day in order to go to my next level, to expand, to grow, to unlock my potential. I'm going to be talking about that a lot more, to ensure that I'm actually going after all of my desires, going after my vision, doing the work that I was put on this earth to do. Unlocking even more that unique brilliance that is inside of me. I'm realizing my gifts more and more and more and more. Actually, that happened a lot in 2021. And I am just like taking all of that into this next year. And I'm so excited and helping my clients on a whole other level. You know, the information that I'm sharing with you, that's going to be a whole other level. The free experiences that I do, a whole other level. The content, everything that I'm providing is due to that initiation. So, you know, just know that too, because that's something to recognize is this, all of this comes from, you know, going through some stuff and just deciding, listen, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. I'm here for it. My desires are incredibly important. The impact that I'm here to make is incredibly important, and nothing is holding me back. I am a no matter what woman. This is happening. So as I was chatting with my podcast team, I have help when it comes to all of this stuff. It's like, what is this season going to be about? What is this going to be about? And my big thing lately really has been just tapping into that limitlessness that is inside of all of us, really unlocking that potential that is inside, seeing all the potential that is available to you, all the abundance, not letting yourself settle, right? Like, what is the story that you're going to tell? What is the story that you're going to tell? I'm asking myself that question all the time. Like, what is the story that I'm going to be telling? What am I going to share? When I look back, what am I going to see? What am I going to feel? That I freaking went for it, that I went for it, that I went after my desire. So think about what that is for you, okay? So we're going to be going all in our desires. Give me a hell yes, right? We're going all in on our desires, being our limitless selves, living an extraordinary life. And when I say extraordinary life, living an extraordinary life, that just means, I mean, it is a feeling inside. Right? It's a feeling inside, like, whoa, look at what I'm capable of. Look at what I'm doing. It is going after those desires and making the impact. Whatever that is for you, we're all so different. Make sure that if you haven't listened to the first 2 seasons, you do, because it's all leading up to this, right? But really living that extraordinary life, you could look and say, notice how incredible, how supported you are, how the path is right in front of you, seeing what you're capable of doing. Like, that's extraordinary for me. Then, of course, creating ripple effects by you doing the work that you're here to do and showing others what's possible for them. I was just, I don't know what I was doing. I don't remember what, I think it was mid-workout a couple weeks ago or last week. And all of a sudden it just came to me, like, because I was thinking about my mastermind. I was like, what is this? Like, the women that join this, who are they? What are we doing? And I've been saying this for years and years and years, but it's, we create ripple effects. I remember the first time this came to me, I was doing a live video for my network marketing team. I was in the car and it just like came through me. I'm like, we do so much more than provide workouts and superfood drinks and have people join this and build businesses. Like, we're literally creating ripple effects. And that has stuck with me over the years. And I'm always reminding myself of that when I'm doing the work with my clients. And then when I see these women and what they're doing and the impact they're making and the ripple effects that they are creating, it's incredible. So that's my thing now. I'm like, I'm owning that, right? We create ripple effects. So if you're here for it, that's what we're doing. So yeah, so that's making more impact, having more abundance, the abundance that's inside of us, but all around us, stepping into your authentic power. I'm going to talk about that in a little bit more, like what that really means. And then listen, letting go of what is not serving us, right? Not allowing others. This has been big, big, big for me, especially because I got sick a few months ago before recording this, sick with what is happening in this world right now. And man, I was allowing some noise and fear to get in. And the moment that I did, I felt worse. And I am so grateful that I went through that because it was such a powerful reminder of what happens when we know who we are and we understand our power. And when we don't let anyone else's fears and limitations get in, because when I allowed that come in, I shrunk back. And not only that, I, again, literally felt it in my body. I started getting sicker. So I tapped into my process and I'm like, magically, but it's not, but it is. I felt better. I felt better. Like, I freaking healed. It was incredible. So this is big, not allowing others' fears and limitations affect us. And it's like a freaking poison. It really, really, really is. Another thing for me is realizing that I'm not crazy. Like, this is about listening to ourselves, trusting ourselves. Nobody else can tell us how we feel, what feels right for us, what is right for us. We are the ones that know. And it's important to learn how to do that. That is what I help my clients with, because when I realized this is what I did for myself. This is really what I did for myself. It's like, this is how I'm helping other women to be able to really go after it. Right? Huge, huge, huge. Woman, I have something epic happening the week of January 17th, and this is your invite to join us. I want you to honor your desires and your true purpose. I want you to get your more. It's time for the rise of impact-making women to lead, go after what they want, show what's possible, and become wealthy AF, living their purpose all from a place of ultimate desire. You feel me? Claim your spot to my brand new free experience, Desire Codes, at TatianaAmico.com, and I'll see you soon for an expansive experience and up levels. You'll be stepping into the woman who has all she desires effortlessly, makes big impact, and lives an extraordinary life. Go to TatianaAmico.com to grab your spot. So, another piece, focusing on you, who you are, your message, your mission, your desires, what you do, and more leadership in all areas of your life. So deciding, you know, what areas am I really needing to step up as a leader? Is it my health? Is it my relationships? Is it as a mom? Is it in my business? Is it, you know, if you have a job, is it in my job? Where do you desire to step into more of that leader? And for me, a leader is a woman, like, she's leading herself. She's doing the internal work daily. She's doing that work and she's showing others what is possible, that ripple effect. That's what leadership is for me. And then another piece, protecting your space and energy so you can really make even more of that impact. Protecting your space and your energy so you can really make more of that impact. Talked about that a little bit before, right? Not letting others' fears and limitations get in the way of what you know to be true, what you are here to do. So I want to talk about what I thought authenticity was, because I talked about, you know, stepping into that authentic power, and I have this whole process. I call it my authentic power process. And that came because I realized that what I thought authenticity was, wasn't it at all. You know, I was all like, yeah, I share. I'm always sharing about my story and like the reality of what happens and all of this stuff. I thought that that's what authenticity was, right? Or, you know, not trying to be someone else for other people, that kind of stuff, which is a part of it. But there's deeper stuff there. It's that internal work that we do, right? It's getting honest AF with ourselves, of how we really feel, listening to our emotions, what we really want, that self-awareness. Where am I holding myself back? Where am I feeling something is off? Recognizing how you're letting the fears or the doubts or past stuff hold you back. And this is where a lot of guidance comes in. This year I went all in. Like, I thought I had gone all in the year before. No, this year I went all in. I uncovered things like, whoa. I uncovered so much, and I'm continuing to go because I got so much help in some things, right? And I'm like, okay, well, let's go further. I realized a lot more of what was holding me back. Before, I used to do just surface level shit, right? It was like, oh yeah, I compare myself. Oh yeah, I think I'm not enough. No. Like, I got deep. I went there again, that initiation, right? So it's doing that. That's really how I'm able to tap into that authenticity piece. So being able to be a powerful observer daily, like, this is daily work that we're doing here. And I'm not saying like, push yourself and just always do it. And if, like, I'm all about the rest. Okay. I'm all about, if it's getting a little too much for me and it's zapping me, I'm going to take a minute. I'm going to lean back. But I know that that is helping me. That's helping me be able to create capacity to be able to do this work even more and to grow even more and to expand anymore. Okay. So identity work and alignment work. Identity work and alignment work. Getting yourself ready for what is to come. Getting yourself ready for what is to come. And as long as you're doing that authentic work, right? That authenticity work that I just talked about, you're getting yourself ready. And knowing that your higher self knows what's up so that you can listen. Knowing that your higher self knows, or that inner guide, whatever you name her if you want, right? Give her a name. I like to say my inner guidance, but you can name her whatever you want. Just knowing that she knows what's up and that you have to listen to her, right? Listen to her. I had a client who, she has a network marketing business, and she came to me because she was confused. Ultimately, she was confused, and that whole stuck thing, right? By the way, stuck. It's not stuck. We're just unaware of some things. I was like, girl, I got you. We got this. Just wait. So she came, she joined the mastermind, and the work that she's been doing over the past few months has been getting her ready. And I knew this. I'm like, we got to do all of this work to get you ready to be able to then open you up to whatever's coming next. And for her, all of a sudden one day she's like, I'm getting clarity on what this new, you know, offer or whatever it's going to be. I'm getting clarity on this. I'm feeling it. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do this. And then all of a sudden, because she was ready for that, she starts to see all the evidence around her. And this was literally coming to her in the fourth, like, she pulled a card that was like, you're ready, let's go. I think the same day I had just done this incredible boxing class, and I, in my stories, I was like, today's like a let's effing go day, right? And then she wrote that, I'm like, go look at my stories. So now she's seeing, oh yeah. So we're not like waiting for signs and shit. We're not waiting for signs. It's we're deciding, we're making the moves, and then we're seeing how everything is lining up for us, and everything is saying, yes, 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 go. It so cool. It's so cool when that happens. So again, it's who, that identity piece, who am I? Who is this woman who has this, 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 and this, does this, this, and this, all of that, and then aligning to that woman, doing that work in order to even be able to do the things that this woman does. So often I see, and I used to do this too, like, ugh, I've grown so much. Oh my gosh. I'm all about the leaping. Like, I'm all about the leaping and jumping, but you have to be ready to take that leap. Like, I was telling my one client, I'm like, I'm getting you to the edge. We're working on getting to the edge. We're working to get you to the edge. You're at the edge. Now let's go. But it's that work to get to the edge, to get to the edge, to get to the edge. And then we're going beyond that freaking edge. But we're doing the work to be able to get there. So it's not just like, yeah, just like wake up one day and I don't know. I'm just going to say like, put the offer out. No, like you got to get ready. And there's work in there to get ready to do that. Now, we got to take note that we're not just sitting back on our booties and waiting for like magically something to happen like a sign. No, we're making the decision. This is what I desire. Okay, what is the identity of the woman? Let's get to work. Let's align you. Okay, so here's the deal. We have to remember this, and I've talked about this before in previous episodes, but we are so programmed from a young age, so programmed to be like the good girl, to be responsible, to follow what is the smart thing to do. I'm like air quoting all of this. You can't see me. You know, college, job, buy the house, save for retirement. I was just thinking about it this morning. I went to this high school. And it was basically a college preparatory school. And I mean, even back then, I mean, I don't know, maybe it was because I was a teenager, but I also know it was my higher self or my inner guide being like, this is not for you. And it was just like, I don't want to do this. This is not my thing. Something just feels really, really off. Well, I went and I did it. And I think I pretty much flunked out my second semester. I took some time off. I went back. I got like all straight A's. Course, because I'm super smart. But even every single time I was there, something was off. I'm like, I'm not meant to be here. I didn't know it at the time. But when I look back, I'm like, damn, I just knew I was not meant to be there. I was destined for something else, i.e. what I'm doing right now. So there was always this like resistance to do the responsible thing, what I'm supposed to do. And now I see why that was there, because I wasn't meant to. But it's all good. Because it's all the lessons. Now I'm able to share the story with you, right? And help you see. Because sometimes we can think that we're really cuckoo if we're going against what most people are doing. I joke, like, now I live in this bubble. I live in this bubble of people that do this work, that are always sharing this or sharing the potential. They're sharing all these, like, all this crazy, awesome shit that they're doing. And I'm in this bubble. And then when I go out into the real world, I'm like, oh, fuck. Most people don't even have a clue. And it's a reminder, this is why I do this work. This is why I help other women do this work. It's that ripple effect. Because we are changing the game for future generations so that they actually are able to listen to themselves and follow what their desires are and live their limitless selves and living that extraordinary life. This is huge for me, especially with mothers. I think all my clients right now are moms, actually. Or desire to be mothers. And I mean, this is so big. Or even if there's just like, you know, other generations looking up to you, not your own kids, but I'm showing what's possible. I'm always thinking about this. I'm thinking of the changes that I make in my life, literally in my DNA, is going to affect the generations that are coming up. Like, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. So doing the smart thing, like college, job, buy the house, save for retirement. And that thinking, those beliefs, cuts so many off from unlimited abundance and potential. Example, like the like penny pinching and like, I got to wait for the coupon to do this and blah, 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 blah. I had someone say that to me. She wanted new boxing gloves. And she's like, I've been wanting to get them. I was like, you need them because you're going to punch better. Your workouts are going to be better. I'm telling you, hers are like falling apart. I'm like, first of all, come on, you're settling right now, right? But I was like, your workout is going to be so much better. I'm like, just invest in these amazing gloves. She's like, today I said, did you get them? She's like, no, I've been waiting for like, I'm like, listen, no more waiting for the freaking sale. Buy yourself the gloves. I guarantee you're going to get abundance that comes through for you in a whole other way. I don't know if she even caught that, but like, that's what I'm here for. You feel me? And I'll even notice when I do shit like that. So now it's like, do I really desire? Okay, it's on. I trust and I believe, but I've done the work to know this, right? To feel safe in this, to be able to make these decisions, to say, this is what I desire. I'm making it happen. I'm getting it. Okay. So back to that. So many are cut off from that unlimited abundance and potential because anything else does not feel safe due to that programming, due to that, do the right thing. Be the good girl. Be quote unquote responsible. Do the smart thing. You could even start to think back. When did you maybe do something and was like, that wasn't the responsible thing to do? I mean, maybe certain things weren't that responsible. I need to like own that, right? But there are certain things where I'm like, damn. You know, people will put their stuff on you. People will put their stories on you. People will put their limitations on you. And it's decided, no, 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 no. I know. I trust. Okay. So a lot of the work that I have been doing for myself this year, and now I've become an embodiment of that, and I help my clients with this, is feeling safe in your body. Feeling safe in your body, being able to listen when like, ooh, something feels scary, something feels off. But if it's something that you're really desiring, it's working on having your body get on board and feel safe. Because when you feel safe, you'll do the damn thing. When you feel safe, you'll do it. So not being in this like survivor, I need security, energy, which can cut you off from all that you are capable of. It can cut you off from being able to even see the path that is literally being laid in front of you. And cuts you off from having the universe deliver. Universe, God, you insert what you feel here, higher power, higher self, is literally wanting to give you all the things. Like, yo, take it. It's right here. It's all in front of you. We build up these walls so we don't even see it. So we're knocking down these walls. Feel me? So for me, and I talked about this a little bit, it was like, am I doing something wrong? Should I play safe? Do you see how these questions are very limiting, right? And especially when it came to money. I had not done the work I needed to be able to do to make the investments in me and in others. I had to do the work on there to feel safe. To trust, to believe that I'm good, I'm taken care of. And had I not, I wouldn't be here right now. And the thought of that makes me really sad. I know now, though. So now it is taking the trips, getting the mentorship, even getting the car I want. Not getting certain things because I think that I have to, or doing things because I think that I have to or I should. It's like I'm really able to listen to myself. That's another piece to it, right? We don't have to follow what everyone else is doing, but that takes work to even get there sometimes, you know? So it's really listening to ourselves and what we want and trusting in yourself. So listening to you and what you want and trusting in you. Leading yourself so you could be the leader for others, not just in business, but in your home. When you go out into the world, where at this time of this recording, there is a lot of fear, there is a lot of anger, there is a lot of frustration. Who are you being when you go out there? I had a man be very, very, very rude to me the other day for no reason. I was being too slow getting my groceries out of a cart. That's where we are right now. And I was just like, I had to take a breath, right? I had to take a breath, remember who I am, remember what I do, and just send him love, compassion and love, because there's a lot. You show. your energy is felt, and the true impact is made. No more suffering because you aren't listening to yourself and your desires. Knowing there is more and you being able to actually go after it. Or go after it on a whole other level. On a whole other level. Another level of your potential. Accessing another level of you. I'm on a mission to help even more women unlock the limitless leader inside of them. Being the woman who lives that extraordinary life. And because of this, shows others what is possible and creates that ripple effect of awesomeness, which is something that the world needs even more now. So this episode is a reminder for you that it is all in you. It is all available for you. You are supported. You are being guided. Every day, you are being guided. Are you listening? Are you seeing? Are you feeling it? You are abundant. You are limitless, brilliant, and extraordinary. So let's unlock you. Thanks for listening. And when you feel the fire and shifts within as you listen, please share with others who could use this as well and take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe to the podcast. Also, make sure to go to @TatianaAmico on Instagram for more.